Welcome back to the Daily Optimizer. I'm your biohacker mentor. And before we get into today's briefing, I want to lead with a finding that stopped me cold this week. A published, double-blind, placebo-controlled human clinical trial, 28 days, measured biological age using IgG glycan profiling, one of the most inflammation-sensitive clocks we have. The result? A 1.26-year reversal in biological age. Not in a mouse, not in a petri dish, in humans, in less than a month. That is the delta we are chasing today. Today's briefing converges on three interlocking pillars: the systems biology of NAD plus decline, the emerging science of trained innate immunity, and a five-domain framework for resolving sleep dysfunction. What ties all three together is a single architectural principle. Targeting upstream regulatory mechanisms produces more durable outcomes than suppressing downstream symptoms. That framing will anchor everything that follows. Let's start where the evidence is densest, NAD plus biology, because this is a space where the commercial narrative and the actual science have diverged dramatically, and that gap is costing you results. Molecular biologist Dr. Nicola Conlon, speaking on the Ben Greenfield Life podcast, makes an argument that I think deserves your full attention. The entire NAD plus supplement industry, she explains, has built its commercial architecture around the wrong problem. The dominant story, that declining NAD plus is primarily a precursor supply issue and that NR or NMN can solve it, misidentifies the bottleneck entirely. Here's the actual picture. NAD plus declines by roughly half every 20 years from birth. By age 40, you're operating at approximately 25% of your newborn baseline. Three converging mechanisms drive this, and understanding them changes everything about how you intervene. The first is NAMPT enzyme dysfunction, the salvage pathway, the mechanism by which your cells manufacture the vast majority of their NAD plus endogenously, depends on a rate-limiting enzyme called NAMPT to convert recycled nicotinamide back into usable NAD plus. NAMPT activity declines with age. The protocol here is critical to understand. NR dose escalation clinical studies show NAD plus levels plateau regardless of how much NR you administer. The delta between high-dose and low-dose NR supplementation on intracellular NAD+ is essentially flat at the top end. That is the fingerprint of a broken machine, not an empty fuel tank. Flooding a factory with raw material does not fix the machinery. Building on that, the second root cause is CD38 overexpression. CD38 is an enzyme activated by inflammation that consumes NAD+ at a rate that is almost difficult to believe, approximately 100 molecules of NAD+ per enzymic cycle, compared to the 6 or 7 molecules consumed by sirtuins or DNA repair enzymes. Older individuals carry chronically elevated CD38 expression because of age-related low-grade inflammation, what researchers call inflammaging. More importantly, clinical trials of NR supplementation show elevated ADPR, which is the downstream metabolite of CD38 activity, meaning the NAD plus precursors you're supplementing are being preferentially captured by CD38 and redirected into inflammatory signaling rather than sirtuin activation or DNA repair. You are feeding the fire. The third root cause is NMN-mediated precursor excretion. When NAMPT is dysfunctional, recycled nicotinamide accumulates inside the cell. The cell responds by activating an enzyme called NMMT, which methylates nicotinamide into methylnicotinamide, a form that is then excreted in urine, permanently removing it from the NAD plus pool. This is why NR dose escalation trials show methylnicotinamide excretion rising linearly with dose while intracellular NAD plateaus. You are not building NAD plus, you are building an expensive urine metabolite. This also explains why high-dose NR and NMN users report feeling better when they add methyl donors like TMG or SAMe they're supplementing to offset a side effect of their primary supplement. So what does a systems-level protocol actually look like? Dr. Conlon's approach addresses all three root causes simultaneously, and I want to walk you through the logic mechanistically. The precursor of choice is plain nicotinamide, vitamin B3, which freely diffuses across cell membranes without specialized transporters, unlike NR or NMN, and is the natural substrate the salvage pathway already recycles. Head-to-head trials show no clear benefit of the more expensive options over nicotinamide. The protocol here adds Rutin, a direct NAMT activator that upregulates NAMT gene expression at the transcriptional level, switching the recycling machinery back on at root cause 1. Alpha-lipoic acid activates AMPK, the same cellular energy sensor upregulated by exercise and fasting, which then signals NAMT upregulation through a second complementary pathway. ALA is effectively mimicking the molecular signal of a workout or fast at the enzyme level, which means it is synergistic with your life stressors, not redundant.
For root cause 2, apigen and delivered as parsley extract directly inhibits CD38, stopping the runaway NAD plus consumption. Synthetic apigen has poor bioavailability. The natural food matrix form from parsley extract is required. And EGC from green tea extract inhibits NMMT, preventing nicotinamide from being methylated and excreted, retaining the precursor pool inside cells where NAMT can recycle it. The evidence base on this systems approach is notable. The 28-day double-blind crossover RCT showed detectable intracellular NAD plus increase within 7 days, significant upregulation of NAMT enzyme expression versus placebo, confirming mechanism not just precursor loading, significant reduction in inflammatory cytokines, reduction in a cardiovascular biomarker called glycated serum protein, and that 1.26-year biological age reversal I opened with, measured via glycan age. Sirtuin expression increased significantly without resveratrol in the formulation. One more data point on NAD plus delivery that I think optimizers need to hear. Dr. Conlin states she would personally not receive an NAD plus IV. A preprint human clinical trial presented at conference showed IV NAD plus administration produced elevated white blood cell counts, neutrophil elevation, and increased cytokines, consistent with an acute inflammatory response. Her mechanistic explanation is straightforward. NAD plus is an intracellular molecule. Infusing a large intracellular molecule into extracellular space signals cellular trauma to the immune system. The nausea and heart palpitations commonly reported during infusions are consistent with this mechanism. Now let's bring in the immune resilience layer, because it connects directly to the inflammatory mechanisms we just discussed. Immunology researcher Dr. Maihai Natia at Radboud University has spent approximately 15 years establishing something that fundamentally rewrites the textbook on immunity. The innate immune system, long characterized as a non-specific blunt instrument incapable of memory, can be epigenetically reprogrammed to provide durable, broad-spectrum protection across pathogen classes. The discovery signal was BCG, the tuberculosis vaccine with nearly 100 years of safety and epidemiological data, which was producing protective effects against a wide range of pathogens well beyond tuberculosis.
The mechanism involves epigenetic changes to myeloid cells, macrophages, and monocytes, shifting specific genomic regions into a more accessible, open chromatin state. This keeps defense and inflammatory genes transcriptionally ready, allowing these cells to respond faster and more aggressively to any subsequent pathogen, regardless of whether it was the original vaccine target. A Stanford mouse study demonstrated that a single intervention kept lung-localized innate immune cells in a hypervigilant state, providing protection against viruses, bacteria, and allergens. Critical caveat, that is animal data only, and the researcher was explicit that mouse immune systems differ fundamentally from decades of human pathogen exposure. No human translatable protocol from that work currently exists. What optimizers can do right now is foundational. Verify your BCG vaccination status through childhood records or a tuberculin skin test. Confirm your current vaccine portfolio, Shingrix, MMR antibody titers, polio status, as these may carry trained immunity benefits beyond their primary indications. And begin tracking immune resilience as a proxy biomarker. Log illness episodes by duration, severity, and recovery time year over year. Monitor HRV deviation during illness. Run periodic high-sensitivity CRP and IL-6 panels, because chronically elevated baseline inflammatory markers indicate the same CD38 activating inflammaging that drains your NAD plus reserves. Finally, sleep. And Dr. Mark Hyman's framework here is important precisely because it rejects the single variable model entirely. Hyman identifies 5 failure domains that must be assessed systematically. Circadian rhythm disruption is domain 1. The suprachiasmatic nucleus reads light signals, not intent. The protocol here is minimum 15 minutes of outdoor light within 30 to 60 minutes of waking, eyes unshielded, transitioning to warm-spectrum, low-intensity lighting post-sunset with consistent sleep and wake timing daily. Hyman's personal anchor window is 10 p.m. to 6:37 a.m. Domain 2 is autonomic dysregulation, the tired and wired pattern. Normal cortisol follows a high morning, low evening curve. Chronic stress inverts this. Morning breathwork, evening Epsom salt baths with lavender. Hyman cites published research showing lavender measurably lowers cortisol, and yoga nidra protocols are the intervention stack. Domain 3 is nocturnal hypoglycemia, a blood glucose drop during sleep that triggers a cortisol and adrenaline surge between roughly 2 a.m. and 4 a.m., producing sudden wakefulness and racing thoughts. The protocol here anchors dinner with protein and fat as dominant macronutrients, minimizes refined carbohydrates in the 2 to 3 hours before sleep, and eliminates alcohol, which facilitates sleep onset but produces a rebound stress hormone surge as blood levels drop.
Hyman notes his own Oura Ring data confirms even small amounts of alcohol measurably degrade sleep architecture. Domain 4 covers hormone imbalances, progesterone decline in perimenopause, estrogen fluctuation driving temperature dysregulation, thyroid dysfunction at both extremes. The protocol here is a comprehensive panel. Cortisol rhythm, full thyroid including TSH, free T3, free T4, and reverse T3, plus sex hormones. Domain 5 is inflammation and nutrient depletion. Function health data across their member population shows approximately 70%